You know, over the course of the last several years, USDA has been focused on trying to work with producers to develop strategies to adapt and mitigate to a changing climate and to create a renewable energy source that can be used. And no group of producers have been more out front on these issues than the dairy producers and dairy companies in the United States. I'm very proud of the MOU that we signed in 2009. In which we made a commitment to increase dairy sustainability, a commitment to assist the dairy industry in the promotion of digesters, and to reduce greenhouse gases in the entire supply chain, as well as improving the economics for producers around the United States. And this complements our efforts across the board, from our wood-to-energy projects to our green building material effort through the Forest Service, the advanced biofuel production that we're helping to support, the doubling of research efforts, the Global Research Alliance that we've been engaged in. And the results, I think, certainly establish the reason why we're here today to renew this MOU. In the last 3.5 years, working with the industry, we've financed 178 anaerobic digesters and investing $53 million in that effort. We've used our EQIP resources to help 6,000 dairy producers across the United States focus on conservation that's certainly aligned with the goals of the MOU. We funded 354 farm audits through a series of grants so that producers could do an evaluation of how they might be able to use energy more efficiently and effectively. And dairy producers have been the recipients of 18 of our conservation innovation grants. So today we extended the MOU, and in doing so, we pledge and promise to the dairy producers to produce over the course of the next several years a roadmap for biogas, just in the same way that we established a roadmap for biofuels. The roadmap will essentially be a review and examination of the supply chain for biogas to determine where regionally the opportunities exist, what barriers might there be, and how we at USDA can assist the industry in removing those barriers and strengthening the supply chain. We also, as part of this MOU, commit ourselves at USDA to help identify best practices among producers and provide the best and latest information on technology advances that producers around the United States can use. We want to essentially provide producers with a life cycle and assessment tool as they make infrastructure investments so that they can fully understand the costs and benefits of significant investments. We'll continue to use our EQIP funding to fund opportunities in the anaerobic digester area, energy-saving technologies, and conservation innovation. And, of course, we're going to continue to work to accelerate tech transfer as new technologies are identified, getting them into the field and benefiting producers as quickly as possible. There's not a specific limitation in terms of what the federal government will invest and what USDA will invest. I think the history of this has been that we are obviously willing to commit significant resources, whether it's $53 million in the anaerobic digester assistance, along a variety of programs. It isn't just specifically the REAP program. It can be the Business and Industry Loan Program in rural development that provides assistance. Certainly EQIP, you know, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars of benefit and help over the course of the next 4 years, I strongly suspect, and the audits are also an additional cost. So I don't think we want to put a dollar figure on it. I think what we want to say is that this is available. We're going to be committed to working with the industry and producers to fund good programs, to continue to advance the use of anaerobic digesters, to continue to support farmers who want to have an audit of their facility to be more energy efficient. And we're always going to be looking for good ideas through the Conservation Innovation Grant Program. So I think 4 years from now, we're going to have similar numbers and hopefully larger numbers than what we are reported today from the first MOU.